Every Good Friday, I'm reminded of Abraham when he offered Isaac as a sacrifice on the altar. Abraham is a biblical character who epitomizes faith in God. Why? Abraham obeyed God's nonsensical command to offer his son Isaac on the altar. This is from Genesis chapter 22, verse 11 and 12. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." So he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." St. John Chrysostom said, "The reason why the angel called Abraham's name twice was because Abraham was so determined to obey God's command." Verse 13, "Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son." Verse 14 says, "Abraham called the place, 'The Lord will provide.'" God provided a ram as a substitutional sacrifice in the place of Isaac. Let us recall that God established a covenant with Abraham. In other words, if Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac, how much more God, one day in the future, will be willing to offer his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross, his only begotten son. As we have heard, Abraham named the place, "The Lord will provide." Yes, one day God has provided from heaven his only begotten son. Yes, God fulfilled his promise. On the cross, Jesus prays aloud, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." He said, "It is finished," and gave up his spirit. It had to happen the way it was planned to happen. There was no other way. Absolutely no other way. God's love for humanity, his effort in saving creation, appeared to have ended in humiliation, shame, and disgrace. For many who looked at the cross, on the cross, the wrath of God slew his own son for the sin of the world. As a consequence, his disciples scattered in different ways, their hope dashed. From the words of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, "The only thing they can say is, 'What happened? Why did it have to end this way? We left everything, gave up everything to follow him, and now all is gone.' There was no other way. They had no choice but to accept the death of Jesus." From Good Friday to Easter are the days of God's empowering acts in history. Ironically, God's judgment and grace were demonstrated. Judgment and grace are contrasts, but were at work at the same time. While sinfulness warranted judgment, grace was going to be revealed to the world. Judgment came when Jesus hung on the cross. The power of God's grace swallowed up death in victory. We now know that Jesus was alone. His disciples left him. Everyone turned their back on Christ. God did the salvation of humanity single-handedly. As David single-handedly slew Goliath, so did God single-handedly did what he did to do, and won the victory for us on the cross. God came to human beings in infinite love. Humans crucified his son, and then granted grace, granted humanity grace beyond merit. At the time when the hope of the disciples is dashed, when all human hope which we hold on to is gone. This did not only happen to the disciples. This happens to many people, even today. When all human hope is gone, miraculously, it is replaced by divine hope. Today, we kneel before the cross to surrender our lives to God. But beyond that, today is a very special Good Friday. Today we bring a suffering world, reeling, perplexed, angry, bruised, wounded because of the pandemic. And we, the church, kneel at the foot of the cross and not only bring our lives, but bring the world that I said is suffering, reeling, perplexed, angry, bruised, and some have lost their hope. We bring the world, God's creation, to the foot of the cross. Our hope is not dashed. And we say, by the stripes of Jesus, by the wounds of Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing our lives and healing the world that we live in. Amen.